Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no one, you can lose in your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Gundren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the one day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that, draw in the gold dump I will spin, Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along
with
of WFSO Aftermath. Due to my stupid laptop, it's going to take me a few minutes for me to try to figure out what I was going to say. But one of the topics I was going to talk about is what another person had brought into the group is about, is Stephanie McMahon is the cancer of WWE. And well, his opinion was, is like, although Vince McMahon is the, gives the final say, but Stephanie also gives, like, the final say on most stuff, too, which I do understand that why people does place the blame on the creative team and some of the wrestlers, which I just never understand why they put the blame on the wrestlers in the first place. All they doing is just doing their job and can pay for what they do. Just people would never understand that. But anyways, truthfully, I stopped the blame on creative a long time ago. Way long time ago. Because it's like they could write very good stuff but don't get approved. I guess that what was mentioned that with these the product is the way it's going and how the Divas division is and all this other stuff is run by Stephanie. The Brewers and Pirates has resumed play. I just have to share that. I just got that phone on my phone from ESPN. But anyway, I do get what he was talking about coming to Stephanie McMahon is part of the blame too, which I do agree. And I guess also was mentioned was like when they doing with the Susan G. Coleman with the bullying campaign and all that other stuff. It was mentioned that this person mentioned that they really don't care about, you know, any of that stuff. It's just all about what's good for them and what fits into the business for WWE. Is mainly like they saying just making a good work for WWE, but not but them not giving two craps about it. So my opinion on that, I can kind of understand that route that though people probably won't, people that, you know, say this much about all they care about their neighborhood and stuff like that and don't do nothing about it but just complain and complain and complain all day, which I'm just going to say this about WWE. Even if they got motives why they do with the Susan G. Coleman and the anti-bullying campaigns and all that other stuff, if they doing it for motive, at least they're doing something.
The way you've got to look at it is that regardless of whether or not they're doing the Susan G. Coleman thing to get viewers, to get full fans and stuff, it is making money for Susan G. Coleman, regardless of how it started out. And nobody can really say, okay, unless you're behind closed doors, nobody knows the reason for starting it.
Right.
You know, people can speculate all they like, but they are raising money and they are bringing awareness. Now, the other thing to look at in, like, the anti-bullying campaign, that could have been so much better, but what didn't help was the fact that at the time, WWE had a whole storyline based around bullying. So you can't do that. You know, it's hard to say, oh, we're going to do this campaign and that campaign, when your whole thing at the time is based around bullying.
Yeah, because that is half of their storylines. It is like based on bullying, so you're right about that. And I guess I can understand when this person came up with, you know, the when this person had came up with what he said. The video is on the group, and I just like really just pay attention to it and just think about it. Like, God, could be right. But just like I said before, it's like, whether the WWE has motives of doing what they're doing or not, things are getting done, so.
They all have motives for why they're doing certain things. That you can't avoid, you know? Everybody has motives for behind their stuff. But what people have got to realize is yeah, you may have this motive, but what is, at the time, you've what is it doing and what is it do, a good deal? Like the whole Susan G. Coleman thing is always going to be a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what it is.
Right, and plus half of the shirts they made, I actually like.
They're really good shirts. Now, the other issue is, though, is the timing of certain campaigns. You know, you can't do campaigns like the anti-bullying one when you're basing your entire storyline around a bullying thing. Yeah, wrestling is about bullying and harassment and stuff, and like good against the bad guys and everything. But there was, if you remember, at the time when they were doing it, you had Karma when she was there being picked on.
Mm-hmm.
You then had the Bella Twins against each other and making nasty comments and stuff. There were so many things that just worked against what was going on.
Right. It's just like we said, like, we understand that, you know, some of the blame for, like, because some of the ideas probably was, like, Stephanie McMahon's ideas or Vince McMahon's idea for some of these campaigns. And, of course, they got motives or whatever, but that's besides the point. It's just like I said, as long as something got done with these things and somebody's, like, contributing, whether they got motives or not, it's being done. And there's nothing you can do about it but just sit back and relax and just watch. This is like saying, like, okay, we want certain companies here in the city of Milwaukee to do more things with their neighborhoods, and they expecting, like, you know, always expecting higher ups just to do something. It's like,
well, it's what we've been saying time and time again. When you want to change something, you start within your own four walls and you work out. Which is why, even though you'll say, oh, just leave it for a bit, I'm like, always, am I or am I not always out there cutting the grass, changing things, making sure we...
Yeah.
You do it for the way it looks, because you don't want people going past, like, thinking, oh, my God, that house? That's the same with WWE. They should know by now that you can't have this horrible, bullying, nasty storyline and then run an anti-bullying campaign at the same time. It's about picking your times. Now, they could do anti-bullying campaigns when it leads into the starting a back at school for kids. Because it's saying it's a new school year, you know, you're going to be meeting new people, you know, all that thing. You could get away with doing it then. But you could do it with a storyline that was so bad, like the Bella Twins storyline was so bad, that you can't do it at the same time as those types of things run.
Yeah, and that's why it seemed like they stopped all that, because you didn't hear much about that.
There were so many complaints about, there was loads of complaints went through about them saying, wish you'd never been born, a comment that was made in that one interview.
Oh, yeah. I wish you would have died in the womb or something like that.
And then there was a whole bunch of other comments that they said did go down well, and apparently the Bella Twins family wasn't too impressed with certain things that were being said and how the storyline was going to run.
Oh, really?
Because they found it insulting to the family. They said, yeah, they could have had it with the two sisters arguing and not being friends, because, as you know, siblings at times do not get along and all this lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it was how it was done.
Right, and just, like I said, I can understand the family feeling that, like that. It's just like an embarrassment.
Yeah, and that's how the family felt.
And that's probably explained one of the reasons why that storyline did cut short.
Yep.
As it did. And I know some people was like, okay, first they hate each other, now they don't like each other. What you just listened to were the big reason, well, is the big reason why it's changed.
And let's be honest, if, say, we were doing wrestling like that, and there was a storyline that came up, and that involved those types of things, as a family, you do stand up and say, no, enough, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. I guess I want to touch on, like, being a bully and being a star. It's just like, it just seems like when they did that, they was only at certain places. They wasn't doing it everywhere.
And that was their other mistake. But the other thing was is that the whole thing in regards to... in regards to...
Talk about one of the things they represent,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, like what they were trying to do and everything is that you can't do it half-heartedly, and there's a lot of things that WWE either does it one of two ways. They either throw themselves into it, and they make it a really big thing, like with the,
I wish I knew what you were thinking right now.
With Triple H and Stephanie and Kane and everything.
Oh, the Authority.
You know, that whole thing, they threw themselves into it, they threw it in, they basically did a whole takeover with it.
Right.
And you've got other storylines that start, like the whole Nikki Bella thing. Start out as a good storyline, they go completely stupid, and then fizzles out. You know what I mean? So... and that's the sad thing, and that's one thing that they seriously need to work on.
Well, it's like, this is like we mentioned earlier, like, the writers can come up with probably some good ideas, but, you know, Vince and Steph got the final say-so, and I don't know I wouldn't say she's completely out of touch, because, like,
I don't think she's out of touch as such.
Right.
But I think that she's aiming towards people in her age bracket with certain things. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's aiming towards those who are in their 30s. Because let's be honest, that's who went wrong with her and her husband. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They were there for the attitude era and all this stuff. So those people that she's still aiming at are those in their 30s who remember, like, 80s wrestling, 90s wrestling and everything. That's what she's aiming for. And what she's beginning to do is, it's almost when you watch the shows, it's like two different shows going on. You've got the Authority show.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Let's Try and Get New People Involved show. And the two of them just don't mesh together.
Right, so mainly you're saying, like the Authority, their time is already up, which it should have been at Survivor Series.
Their time is really is up, and you can see they're trying to work out how to break it up with the whole Seth Rollins thing now, with him not having Kane and Jamie Noble on that on his side now. That's
right.
Kind of split that up, and you can see that they're trying to break it down, and it will get broken down. But I don't know, it's just there's so many things that are wrong with it, where they had a good idea and they could have made it better, but they just sadly they failed on it.
Right. I do agree with that. I don't know, it's just like you said, it's one of those things that they just don't realize that they just need to, like, end it. Or storylines that they end too quickly, or storylines that they don't finish.
And that's the frustrating thing, is like, there are times when you're left like, what the hell happened?
Exactly.
What happened with this storyline? What happened with that? And it's like, where's this Chloe?
Like, I can just bring up like a couple of examples. It's like with the Edge thing, when he was breaking it, when he broke his neck and he was supposedly be attacked. This was like around, I think, was it 03 or 04 or something like that? Who was his attacker? They still didn't put that out the place. Or with the Karma thing, because she was supposed to go back after the Bella Twins, they let her go.
Yeah, there were so many things that they just
Right, and it's just like, I just don't think they think about, like, finishing storylines half of the time. It just... Right, but I'm just, like they say, it's better off just blaming the higher-ups than, like, the writing team. I will say this. They do need to have more divas, like, you know, wrestling and stuff, and not just like you see like one divas match a night or something like that. It, like, you got all that time, the whole 3 hours, and like as of late, I don't know, and it just certainly stopped. They just had like 2 divas matches on Raw. I think they did have 2 on the NXT special. It's like one of those things that's just like, you had something good and you had something good with the Divas, then suddenly you just kind of slow it down and stuff. It's just like, you just really have to have faith in, like, with the people that you got in there, which, I know some people that's listening, some of y'all do have a really lesson to learn here by, because you hating that this person don't get pushed or that person don't get pushed is like, it's just mainly the keys that what I said is like, buy their merch, go to their, like, meet and greet appearances or wherever they're going to appear at, support them, cheer or boo for them, give them a reaction. It's just mainly you got to support them to get where they were, to get, you know, further. It's like some of these top stars today, because y'all give them big pops or y'all boo the hell out of the person, but just got to do just that. Okay, we got like less than 2 minutes left. Apparently, before we get out of here, I didn't realize this until I was looking at the screen. It was like, the visibility of this show is rated PG-13. I didn't change the rating, but hey, it is what it is. WrestlingFanspeakOut.org. Check out the website. Look for us on Facebook, MySpace. Subscribe to our videos on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. And also, the shows this week, we got this Thursday with Skylar Reed, a local indie wrestler is going to return. He's probably going to talk more about the show that's going on this Sunday on the east side of Milwaukee. On this Sunday on the Archer Jones show, I'm going to be interviewing some of the guys from Ice Pro Wrestling. So that's just the big breaking news that I got earlier today. So I'm going to do a live light show before their show starts to interview some of these guys and talk about their show and whatnot. So check out the show this Thursday and Saturday. So, yep, and my computer just crashed again. Oh, my God. But anyways, y'all, from Hazel, this is Artrell. Y'all have a good night, and hopefully you tune in Thursday for a clapback. Good night, everybody.